This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
And this is
Hot Couple Chronicles, where we overshare.
Laugh too loud.
And say stuff we're going to regret later.
I mean, we're swingers. It
was buttholes. We're touching all the buttholes. We're touching each other.
Nuts to butts.
I never, ever, ever get used to it. It'll always blow my mind every single time. I'll make it weird every single time someone recognizes me. It's when you get in these spaces and you look around and you see every different shape and size and color and texture on human bodies. And you look around and everyone is beautiful. They all are different. Everyone is gorgeous. Everyone's beautiful, no matter what size or shape. Never in my entire life would you ever, ever tell me that I would take my top off in front of people, let alone fully nude walking around.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is
Hot Couple Chronicles, where we overshare,
laugh too loud,
and say stuff we're going to regret later. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It's a tradition now. If you don't hear me say Happy Wednesday, it's just not.
Not a Wednesday?
It's not a Wednesday. It's not a Wednesday. It's not an episode. Today, we are going to talk about, finally, after all these years, everyone has told us all the stories and asked us a million times if we've been there yet. I have finally checked out Paradise Valley Resort and Club. I think that's the full name, PVR. Most of us know it as PVR. We have heard many things over the years. Everyone that we know goes there.
Everybody. That's like one of the first questions you get asked. Like, you've been to PVR?
Yeah. It's a must-do around here. A lot of people like, I get it, but yeah, I have so many people that wanted an honest review about it and wanted to hear what it was about and how it was. So here you go. Here's a whole episode about it. It's nice to, now that's one perk of having a podcast I've noticed is now when people ask us questions, I can just refer them to the podcast. It is so much easier than to keep typing it out and repeating yourself 100 times.
The hard part is remembering what episode it was.
Yeah, and I have to go back and look at the titles. Yeah, I don't know. I'm always impressed by people who have podcasts and they'd be like, oh, go, you know. Episode 134, that's where you'll find this information. Like,
it's somewhere in season two.
I do go back and look at the titles and see, but we also haven't been doing it that long, so it's kind of sad. We need to get better at memorizing the important numbers and episodes and stuff, but it is nice that I can have, like, here's a whole hour of information for you. Yeah. That every question you probably have is in there, and if you listen and you still have questions, then come see me. But it's much easier than having to type out especially like the secrets of all my secrets videos that go viral. I have all these comments all the time, and they want all the information and want all the details and everything. So I just can refer them to the podcast episode now. So I want to do a PBR one.
For that, I got to talk about it.
Hmm.
So this last weekend, you're at PBR.
Yes.
I was at work all weekend.
Yes.
So one of my employees, like, oh, so you're, Ashley's in PBR.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Yeah, I've been making my way around this summer. It was a rough going at the beginning. Like, I had a really hard time doing anything by myself because I just never traveled alone. I just have never in my whole life, I've always been with something. And now, yeah, I've really come out of my shell and embraced it. And it took a minute.
It was really just like you had to figure out how to kind of
navigate it
on your own, or you weren't going to go because I can't.
He is required to work every weekend, and he has to. Like, there's no just calling sick, or, you know, all our friends are Irish. They're so sweet, but they're always trying to, you know, get you to call in dead pretty much. But he just can't. And
like, I will call
him. I know. I will do bomb dead. Yeah, I will
do that.
We have one of my closest friends. She's always like, I will drive by, kidnap him, and we will take him. Just mask over the head, like, have the whole plan and everything. But he just can't.
And we also have cameras everywhere.
I know.
Security guard, and she will go to.
That's how bad. It's how bad they really. They would take that chance to come hang out with you for the weekend. But it got to the point where it was. I mean, you know how summer is. Swinger season is in full effect, and I've been invited a lot. And, you know, it's been. We're getting there. So hot wifing hasn't been. I know we've talked about it before, but hot wifing hasn't. It wasn't like it was a kink for us.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that we're craving or wanting to add to our thing. And this has always been an us thing. It's what we say all the time. It's one of our many phrases. But this is an us thing. And so I had a hard time. The whole time I would see all the couples and everybody's on dates and everybody's, like, flirting. And I just didn't know how to fit in there because we're navigating boundaries in a lot of the ways that we have done the hot life journey for us has been let's wait and see type of thing, which I know is not for everyone. I know that's not a great way to go about it for everyone, but for us it works. We have pretty limited boundaries. We kind of, at this point in our relationship and lifestyle, we just kind of, we'll let you know, we'll say something, you know, we'll tell you when you get there. And it has worked out for us. And he, at this point, he knows that if I am comfortable enough and I feel like it's something that I want to partake in, that he knows that I really want to.
Yeah.
And it's been the same handful of people. And I know I get a lot of crap for always being with the same people and traveling with all the same people, but of course I'm going to. I'm by myself. These are my closest, most trusted friends.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are inviting me along on these trips. And also, why wouldn't I go with people I trust and I care about? And it just seems crazy to me that people have been giving crap for always being with the same people. It's clicky, all of this stuff. No, I'm traveling alone. I'm doing this part of the lifestyle on my own. So I'm, of course, going to be around people. And you're in New Orleans and you're in Florida and you're an
investigative reporter at this point.
Yeah.
Spicy person.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, of course, I'm going to be with the same people over and over again. I'm not ready to just go by myself yet. I'm not quite there. But again, it's been. You know, for some people, that's just what they love. That's what they do. It's the way that they navigate it. But for us, it was just out of necessity. And so it's kind of turned. It's getting there. I'm opening up. I'm getting out there. I'm making a lot of friends. And I'm feeling more safe and comfortable. And I've always felt very safe. I know I've said it a million times. I know at any point, anything happens. I don't care if I know the people or not. I can grab anyone at any point and say that I need help. And they got me. I know I am safe even in all these bigger events and stuff like that. I know I can grab anyone at any time and everything will be okay. And so it's a good place to travel alone, a good way to do it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you might as well deal with these people because so good. But anyway, we went to PBR. So we have been to the Grove before. And the reason why we have never checked out the PBR is because they said it was the same thing. So we went to the Grove. It's not too far away from each other. They're pretty close. They're not
too far.
Grove is in Cleveland.
I guess they're like an hour and a half from each other.
It's not too. For us, it's like that's pretty much next door. But this was in Dolphinville, Georgia. And we went to the Grove. It was a takeover. We did a swinger society takeover of a nudist resort.
At the Grove.
And we did that. And we had fun. We did, because we had a couple hundred of our friends and people we know.
We packed it out.
And so we made it lifestyle and we had fun and it was good. They had a nice playroom, dungeon set up. It was good, but
it was definitely...
It was camping.
Dated.
And older, yeah.
I didn't feel... Like, I felt just dirty.
Camping. Yeah, it was like camping. Like, he's like not a camping fan.
I felt
either.
Like I was like sticky the whole... Even though we were in a cabin.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just wasn't...
Yeah. I like camping. He's not a camping fan at all.
You know, like when you go into like a hunting cabin, there's always like dirt in the corner. And, you know, that was the vibe. That was the vibe.
Cabin camping.
Not my thing.
Yeah, it's not his thing. I love it. I don't mind. I like good. I love tent camping. I've pretty much stopped that since
like,
I've been with him.
If we're going to camping, I want to need a big old Class A or big old fifth wheel.
Yes. But so yeah, we got to get, when we were at the Grove, we got a little cabin. We split it with a friend and we had a great time. We always say we can have a great time.
Yeah,
no matter where we go, we can have a great time.
Wrong. We have fun. Mm-hmm. It was just the environment. If it wasn't with the group we went with, if it was just us going to the Grove, we would have probably been like, what did we get ourselves into? It'd be like that one house party we went to out on a whim.
Yeah. And the one difference between, the one thing I didn't love about the Grove was it did feel very much like we were intruding on their home. There's a lot of people that live there all of the time, but it was very nudist, which they weren't very excited about swingers. They didn't love that we were wearing clothes. They kept making comments about us not being nude.
There was a rule. They had a rule. Mm-hmm. You had to be naked in the pool.
Yeah.
And we're like, I don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
So we'll just, you know, not go to the pool.
Yeah, and then they changed.
Hang out with friends at different campers and campsites and cabins and make our own party.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's not what we want to do. So
they didn't like that though.
So they changed the rule where it was clothing optional.
So that's why we've kind of always been like, we already know what PBR is. It's the same as the Grove. We don't really need to go. Again, it's not really his style. And if we're going to go somewhere on the weekends, we have to pick what we really want to do if we have a weekend or time away. So... Went to PBR. I was invited by the motherfucking Lees, and a group of us were going to all get a hotel nearby because it was a big weekend. It was a discounted weekend at PBR. And so I was like, okay, it's time for me to finally, I'm the camper. I don't mind if this is bad. I'll go along with my friends. Any excuse to be with them, be with everybody.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I don't love camping, but I would have wanted it.
Yeah, if you. You would have complained a little bit. You would have made a few comments about being icky, sticky at some point.
Sorry, I like to be clean.
Yeah, but we were getting a hotel room nearby, which was fine. And then the other day, just last week, he texted and was like, how do we feel about getting a place there? Of course, we're going to say yes. So they got really lucky and found a really nice camper, somebody that's a part of PAD and in the group, had one, just never really rents it out, just kind of is their place. They all are owned by somebody. It's kind of like secrets. You all have different prices and these, you know, they're all different weekends that are available and everything. There's townhouses and cabins and campers and little houses. There's brand new houses being built. It's pretty crazy. There's so many different things you can get. One popped up last second because it was supposed to be a full weekend. There was no place. Everybody was booking like 6 months ago to get a spot there. Everybody else was just going to the Days Inn down the road. So we got lucky and we got a place. And it was just a pull-out camper. It had a king bed. And then the back, it was actually really cool. They had a Liberator chair and bunk beds. And then there was another bed on the... Like, there was a lot of beds. And then everything in the living room turned into beds.
I mean, we're swingers.
So it was more beds.
Turn just about any place into a play.
And the fact that it had a king bed was like sold. That's all we need because I sleep with the motherfucking Leagues now. It's kind of our thing. We all three sleep in bed together. That's my safe place whenever I'm away. I don't sleep with very many people at all, like ever. Like two other couples in this entire journey have I ever slept next to.
Yeah.
And was able to fall asleep and actually feel safe enough to sleep. I have a really hard time sleeping around people. It's a weird thing. Like, my brain doesn't shut off when there's people around. But I can comfortably sleep with those guys now. And so we had the king bed, and then we had two more couples coming. And they were showing up the day after. We showed up Friday. When we got there, we walked into the lodge. When you walk in, it's just like a store. There's food, t-shirts, like all sorts of stuff in this room. When you're going to check in and do all that stuff, get your wristbands. It's pretty similar to Secrets. You pay a day pass to get access to all the stuff, and you pay for that and get your wristband, and then you come down every morning and get a new wristband. It's kind of like Secrets.
Yeah.
Where you need a day pass to get in there to enjoy all the things. But yeah, inside the lodge and the office, everything you see is free. So you can grab, I mean, obviously, you know, limit yourself. Don't be stingy. It's all free, but also be a good human and take one. But there, I mean, ice cream. There was a cooler with salads, a whole thing full of drinks. There was chips and...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
It was full of stuff that you could just grab. And then I checked in and I got a the cutest little tote bag, Paradise Valley tote bag. And you get a towel if it's your first time there. And then you get free day pass when you're there. So it would have been $150 for the weekend, and it was only $100 for the whole weekend. And at first, I'm not gonna lie, I talked a little crap because I didn't know PVR, and we were sitting there, and I was like, I paid $45 to go all weekend at Secrets. I was skeptical. I'm skeptical because at this point, we still didn't really know what it all was. I really didn't even know about the food, all the stuff that they really do for you. And so I was like, that's kind of steep, you know, for what we thought it was. But turns out everything's free. Everything's included. Everything except alcohol. Drinks. Yeah. Everything else is free. They have drinks in coolers and stuff, non-alcoholic stuff, but the alcohol you're going to pay for, you know, all the stuff at the bar. It's very similar to Secrets as well. It's Secrets in the Woods. That's how I keep telling everybody.
Yeah,
it's like,
in the wood.
It's like Secrets in the Wood. And you buy the drinks. You can't come in the gates with your drink and same idea. You have to buy your drinks down there. A lot more affordable their drinks are. So they had rum buckets. Big old plastic, like, you know, the tourist beach vibe going on. And they were $15. And sipped on that whole thing all day long by the pool. Just, I was good with that. That was all I needed. But, yeah, you go in there and then you get your day passes. We pulled up, went to the camper, got unloaded, got our bathing suits on immediately. Because, again, it's like Secrets in the Woods. You just go immediately to the pool. And it has a really nice, there's like multiple pools. Some of them have jets in them. There's a huge pool with jets. I actually kind of want one in my backyard. It's like a kind of like a hot tub, but it's
but
a pool.
Yeah,
it's warm, but you know, it heats up and stuff. And then they had a couple hot tubs. They have a whole lodge where they have meals. They serve all their meals. They do karaoke. They have all sorts of activities. It's like these big buildings, and there's condos around. I mean, the property itself is just huge, and it's so cute because every single house has, it's like artistic. It shows like everybody's personalities. There was like little tiny cars with pineapples on them. There was a whole entire wall of carved wooden boobies, just huge wall, all of them different. Every little spot had their own little, there's little like beach cottage vibe going on. There was brand new houses being built. There was every option you could ever imagine. It was like the perfect place to retire. I'm ready to just sell everything and go there. There's somebody in the office. You can just drop your name off and say what colors you want the necklaces to be. He makes necklaces for everybody for a living. And the next time you come back, you can just pick it up. He just enjoys making everyone necklaces. And as soon as you walk in, everyone was just so welcoming. No matter where you're, like, you pass the golf carts or you, you know, someone's backing up, everyone's all, you know, helpful. And it's really just a completely different vibe. Everyone was just so welcoming and so excited that I was there for the first time. And there was, I forget how many, there was a stupid amount of first time people there. So they were very excited. This time everyone was like, we want to show you everything, like, come with us. So they took us all down, and because it was another couple that we were with, and then my first time. And so everybody was just, there's a lot of new people. So we all went down there, had a little look. See, there's a club also. It smells brand new. I think it's brand new. It smells like our house when it was built, like that brand new smell. And it's a nice club. It was way better than I was expecting. It's huge. It has dance floor and big projection screens and DJ booth, big bar. And then you step down and there's stripper poles and couches and all sorts of private playrooms. There's a big group playroom. So it's a nudist community, but very much leaning towards lifestyle. It's way more, and it could have been because the weekend, a lot of the pad group took over, so it was a lot of lifestyle, but they said that it's like that usually. I mean, even the houses had pineapples. You'd see pineapples everywhere. It was much more lifestyle than it was nudist, for sure.
Yeah, well, what I've heard about it is it started as a nudist resort, but as it's grown, a lot of lifestyle people have
purchased properties
and so really it's still a nudist community, but it's leaning towards lifestyle.
You could see, I mean, there's pineapples everywhere, and it was a lot less nudity than, like, it was topless more, like you'd see more tops. And I think that had to do a lot with the fact that it was more lifestyle this weekend. Again, I don't know if that's all weekends, but this weekend was definitely more lifestyle. So it was more topless. And then, you know, how it goes at Secret. Same idea. You know, it takes a minute and then everybody starts losing their clothes and it doesn't take very long before we're all naked. But it was like that last time it was, everyone was naked everywhere, just walking down the street. But yeah, they had a huge, huge pool area, outside bars, lots of seating. Didn't take long to get drinks. Very, very quick. And yeah, we hung down at the pool, ate. So they had this dining hall for hundreds of us that were in there. And
a cafeteria.
It was a cafeteria. It was in a U shape of all the tables. Then there was another table in the middle. And the whole room was just lined with any kind of food. When we got there, it was fried chicken and taco night. And it was buffet. You can get however much, all the things you want. And it had everything in between, too. It was every single side item you could ever imagine. Mashed potatoes and green beans and okra and, like, everything. Salads, bread. We had Publix cakes there. There was, like, 10 Publix cakes just sitting there.
Publix
cakes are good. I know. That's why I was impressed. I was like, okay. And then they had, you know, pizza, fried pickles, like, all of the finger foods too on top of it. And there was a lot of people to feed and nothing was gone. They were filling it up. They had brisket. It was they feed you. So it's like a cruise ship. You have food at all times, all of the times. They have breakfast, regular breakfast, and they have biscuit sandwiches in the office at like 10:30. And then you get wings at 2 and pizza at 3. Then they do hors d'oeuvres at 6 and it's the whole room full of appetizers. And then there's dinner. And then they have 12 o'clock in the club breakfast buffet, much like Atlanta, which was really nice. And then they had like pizza, wings. They said they do like Chick-fil-A or they just like cater Taco Bell in for the middle of the night and stuff. I mean, that was when my thinking about the price changed, when I realized how much you're getting for what you're paying for. Yeah. The meals, like, you can't beat the food that they had available, and you were never hungry at all. You didn't have to worry about money.
Think about it. I mean, if you're going to eat even twice a day, that's what I mean. $20.
Yeah.
So $40 a day.
Wow.
Just for meals.
And you really can't
beat it. You have all the merch that they're giving away.
Yeah. The towels and the bags and anything you want. And then they had, I mean, you can go back as many times as you possibly could want. They had, you know, desserts all the time too. It was like a cruise ship. You could grab pizza and ice cream at any time of the day. And then they had, again, you could go in there in the freezers and just get a whole pint of ice cream. And then every corner there was like shelves of chips and stuff. You could just grab whatever you wanted to take back with you. Like, it was stuff available for you at all times. You never had to worry about food or leaving at all, which was really nice. But yeah, we hung out at the pool and it was kind of an early night. We knew that Saturday was going to be crazy. A lot of people were coming just for Saturday, so we knew it was going to pick up. And it was a nice, like, quiet. It was a good secrets, like, day before day, where we all hung out at the pool. Everyone's getting in, saying hi to everybody, and just catching up and stuff. And we went to bed pretty early, and then we got up, slept in a little bit, surprisingly. And then, of course, everybody needs Starbucks. I'm not a coffee drinker, so it's, like, whatever for me.
Did you have a make you... double chocolate chip.
No, they don't have it on the menu.
It's not on the menu anymore. They don't make it.
Well, they all only order
for you at ours.
They only order on the phone, so it was the menu. Yeah, so I couldn't.
Yeah, I have to
get my drink
that in person.
Yeah, I'm a baby. I don't drink coffee, so I drink milkshake. Me and Mike both. He drinks the vanilla one. I drink the chocolate one because we both don't drink coffee, and so everybody wanted to get coffee, and it wasn't that far. It was like 4 miles, something like that. So I mean, we were kind of in the wood. So it was like 15 minutes for 4 miles, but it wasn't too bad. And then we had taken the Jeep up with no doors. They took the doors off. So it was like a whole mountain experience. It was, and he got a whole new system. We were bumping. It was a whole vibe. It was a vibe. And we didn't expect to. We all got dressed in the morning to go down right to the pool. Like, you know, how you do. Go right to the pool. And so we were all in bathing suits going to Starbucks with the no doors on, and it was a whole vibe. It was a good way to start the day, but we didn't get back and down to the pool till like 2, so it's a little later start, but it was for the best because the sun was sunning. It was 100 degrees outside and people were drinking. people were drinking, so it was probably best that we didn't get there until later. And we honestly just, they had one of their pools was so cool. It had stools inside the pool on the inside and then on the outside too. So you had the people on the outside that could talk to everybody in the inside. Plus the middle could fill up. It was buttholes were touching. All the buttholes were touching each other.
Nuts to butts.
Nuts to butts. And there was no room. It was packed. I mean, Pad had like 100 people that came, 80 to 100 people or something like that came last weekend. So plus, it was just a discounted rate, so everyone was coming for that. And it was an 80s party. That was the Saturday night theme. And yeah, we hung on the pool literally all day. Somehow didn't burn. I have no idea. I've been lucky this summer.
Really good.
Very lucky.
Actually, a couple summers that we avoided.
Georgia summer. Now, so
we're
I don't burn anymore. I'm in the South. I'm a Southern girl. So yeah, we did all the pooling. Everyone was getting in, and then we had hors d'oeuvres. We were all hungry, ready to eat, so we made it in time for the hors d'oeuvres. So we had appetizers. That line was so long. So Saturday night was busy on top of the fact that it was grilled Texas-style ribeye dinner night.
Told me that before you left.
And everyone had already known this, including myself, going into this weekend. So we were all ready for steak. Like, we were super excited for that. But they had hors d'oeuvres like an hour before. The line was already wrapped around the ding room.
Everybody was ready.
But we were hungry. So we did get the hors d'oeuvres and then got right back in line. And then we got our steak dinner. And again, every food you could possibly ever imagine. So much food. But
which was your favorite one? What was your go-to? Like, every time we went up there, you got the same thing. What was it?
I got some different every single time.
Really?
Because I wanted to try everything. Yeah.
Because you're one that finds
things. I hyperfect there, I know. But
stick with it.
No, not this time. I tried a little. I was seriously getting a little tiny scoop of every single thing. Like, it was one of those try everything on my plate and ate not anywhere near what I got because my eyes is bigger. But yeah, we ate. And then by then it was, by the time we stood in line, it was probably like 45 minutes for the steak dinner. So by the time we got done eating and everything, it was time to go. It was like 8:30, something like that. We had to go down and get ready. And we all had to wash our buttholes, but it was a camper. And you know how camper showers be. It's like you have enough water for...
Hot water
for like 10 minutes and two people max can get in there. So all of us were just like shuffling in. I know one of the husbands went down and just showered at the pool shower. I went ahead and did that. He was smart. And we just all rinsed off real fast. It was just one of those. is, again, secrets in the woods. You just have to, you're going to be gross and nasty and disgusting, and you just do the best you can. You wash your butthole, scrub yourself real quick, and get the heck out with cold water, usually, too. So that's fun. But it was just one of those, you can't wash your hair. I washed it before I went, and then it just stayed like this for the entire time because there's nothing you can do.
Keep hair, don't care.
Nothing you can do with it, no. No, yeah, the Jeep, that was not helpful because that was hats and hair everywhere. So it was very much whatever you get, this is what you get. If you ever see me at Secrets or a place like this, you're going to see just me at all times. Like, I had no mirror. There was a tiny little one in the bathroom, but when everyone's sharing it, there's no other place to really go. And you're just kind of, that's one thing about sharing rooms. I love all my people and everything, but you always are looking for, you know, a corner of a mirror. So sometimes you just say fuck it, and it really doesn't matter, and no one really cares what your face looks like that much. So there's been a lot of that this summer where it's just 110 degrees outside. You're gonna go in the dark in a dark club dancing and sweating it off.
There's usually a black light, yeah, that makes your skin look better.
Yeah. I used to do like full glam face every time I went to anything. 3 hours minimum. I had to go back. Like, that was their tradition that we used to have. Like, 3 hours before the party, I had to get started. And it was this whole thing, full glam every single time. And now it's just like little concealer, just to throw on some blush and hope for the best. Because usually we don't have enough time. Usually there's no, for some, doesn't matter how early we get to our room, there's never enough time. I'm always out of time, always running late. So it's just to that point where like, this is who I am. This is what I look like. Sorry if you don't like it. And so, and you're going to sweat it right off. It's such a waste of time and money and effort, because at the time you walk your butt down to the club, you're already, no, all of it's gone. So yeah, you just do as much as you possibly can, put a little mascara on, and you just go. So yeah, it was 80s night. Everyone went rocker.
Yeah, like
fishnets. I never once did that cross my mind.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At all, until the motherfucking lady sent me a text the other day and was like, this is what we're going with. And it was like 2 days before we went. And I had already bought my stuff. So I pretty much wore what I wore at Glow. Plus, I had already had long socks and the armbands and the beads.
Leg warmer.
It was two different costumes that I just kind of combined. And then I had I bought a fishnet. I saw it on Amazon, a fishnet, like, crop top. And I put it on top of, like, a pink bikini top. And it changed it a little bit, but used some items that I already had. And let my hair down, put it in a scrunchie half up, and then threw a headband on and hoped for the best. But, no, it was, me and, like, two other girls thought of more like Olivia Newton-John exercise, Barbie, yeah, that vibe. Everyone went with dark rocker black fishnets. And I kind of said I didn't think about that because I had all of those items. And that's more my vibe inside. That's more me and like any excuse to bring her out. But I never once thought about it because also big side of me, Barbie, pink, bright, everything. So she won this time. It was cute. It was like a highlighter. It was cute. But yeah, and then we did club things. We went to the club. Eventually, we made our way down there. And just 80s, a lot of 80s music all weekend long. So many 80s, which I love me some 80s. But, you know, after a few hours of it, it's like
80s remix with some, like, beat.
That was decent. Like, he did a pretty good job. I was, again, pleasantly surprised with the overall weekend in every aspect. Everything I was kind of expecting to be lackluster surprised me, which it's good. That's good. I like being surprised in this space. It doesn't happen very often where I'm surprised, but yeah, we did the club thing and it was packed. It was very, very busy. They also, oh yeah, on top of, like I was talking about the club earlier, they do have a second story. So that's nice. So it's got steps and it has chairs and TVs and everything. It's like brand new. It's very, it's nice. It's really impressive.
Kind of like what they had at like Tempted.
Yeah. But it was like one room. It was more one room.
Uh-oh.
Less mixed up. But like the top was just couches and TVs and all of that. And then, yeah, I was busy. It was very busy. We hung out, danced, did all the things that you do, talk, bull crap. Go look at everything. We had to go look in all the rooms and you got to check them out and see what's going on. And yeah, watch them and everything. And eventually made it over to the public playroom as we do. It's actually been a minute since we've played in a public space.
Yeah, usually.
But
they've been good just going back to the hotel or staying.
Yeah, there was like two or three giant beds on the, like the whole wall was just a bed and the other side was a bed. And then there was two couches facing each other and got to play with our group. Just kind of told everybody. We didn't tell everybody like we were playing at this time. This is what we were doing. But we kind of told, you know, around midnight, you know, if you want to make your way to the playroom, we'll be down there. And so we ended up playing a little bit and worked up an appetite. And then breakfast was served. And we all, not all of us, only two of us, ate me. Because, duh, I ate food. They had French toast, pancakes, pizza, eggs. They had tater tots and sausage gravy, which if you know Trapeze, Atlanta, that's what is on the buffet there after a club night. And that was our go-to every single night was
sausage gravy
on top of tater tots. And yeah, that was our, every single time we went to Trapeze, that was our thing. And I was so excited to see that. They did have biscuits with the gravy, but you know, I made it for old Ted's sake. And so I just had like a little bit of that and sausage, all the sausages and stuff. So I like me some sausage. And yeah, we ate then. And then we went upstairs. We danced for a little bit more. And Mike, he was like, I'll be back. I have to go. And then he ran to the DJ. So I was like, oh no, here we go. And then I forgot all about it. And then the next song was the wobble. So he did the wobble with me. A whole group of us did the wobble. And it was, I love me some wobble. If you know, you know. I'm the wobble queen. And wobble, everyone thinks about me. I just love not just the wobble, but any line dance that are my absolute favorite. But the wobble is one that people think of when they think of me. So we all did the wobble together. It was beautiful. And ended up going back to the pool, going back to the camper. There was more play going on, hanging out there. And more pool. You know, it was very much like Secrets. You just kind of, you're sleeping in the space. And it's holding your stuff. And you're coming back and forth, you know, sometimes to change outfits or whatever. But for the most part, you're just there to sleep. So it was a lot of... And I know when we tell these stories and we recap, it's just like we ate, then we danced, then we had sex, then we went to bed. And it sounds like we do nothing. But in between, and we've said this a million times too, in between you're stopping every 5 minutes and making a new friend on the corner. You're, you know, having a conversation with a stranger that you
takes forever to get anywhere.
And it takes a long time.
We're anywhere. Like even like Secrets, doesn't matter where we're
doesn't matter where.
Trapeze. Doesn't matter. Like it takes us forever.
45 minutes to get out a door. Like at any time. I it's not even a joke. I'm serious. Every time you're going in and out of a building, 45 minutes.
Distracted, we get stopped, we start conversations.
Somebody has to go to the bathroom. Somebody has to, you know, somebody's gotta run over here. Someone, there's always something going on that just takes a lot of time. That's why we never have time. That's why we always run before we know it. It's time to leave. Like as soon as you get there. And there's just a lot. There was so many people that I saw there from Naughty New Orleans. I did not expect to see people that I had just hung out with a couple of weeks ago and Naughty were all there. I saw random people I partied with in the speakeasy there. I saw people. There was a lady that we've known a very, 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 very long time. Probably, if not the first person we ever met in the lifestyle, one of the first couples we met in the lifestyle. And I ran into her at Naughty and didn't even recognize her. She's lost a whole, she looks absolutely amazing. And it had been a very long time since we've seen her. And she was there, and I got to see her again at PBR, and just a whole bunch of people I wasn't expecting to see. There was so many people. I was not expecting to get stopped or recognized whatsoever. And so many sweet moments. Just sitting at the table, there was an older gentleman that lived there that came up, and he was like, I've been looking at you for like 10 minutes. He's like, I think you're her, but I don't really know. And we just had like the best conversations, and I got stopped. Oh, in the bathroom, there was two girls in there that were so adorable, and they were having a moment. The other one was telling her not to talk to me, not to bother. She's like, don't bother her. Don't bother her. You're going to embarrass yourself. Like, it was the cutest. I was just trying to pee. But oh, I was hugging them. They were so sweet. It was just, I was surprised. I wasn't expecting that anybody would really know about the podcast or anything. I kind of expect it when I go to like Naughty or Secrets. I just was surprised with how many people came up to me and were like, are you Ashley? Do you have a podcast? And I was, I never, ever, ever get used to it. It'll always blow my mind every single time. I'll make it weird every single time someone recognizes me. It just blows my mind that anyone listens to us. When you see them in real life, it brings a whole different perspective. Never expected anyone to be watching us or listening to this. For some reason, people keep doing it and keep watching our content and keep wanting to hang out with us. But I'm very, 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 I don't care how many times it happens. It'll always blow my mind and I'll never get used to it. Like, thank you. Thank you. Like, I just, no word. I'm always just speechless. I just don't understand it.
Oh, moral story.
I don't get it. Say hi. I don't get it. But always say hi. Please do. I tell everyone that. There was someone I left and he said, I was standing behind you in the food line and I thought it was you.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I was scared because you were with like three other people and I didn't want to interrupt. And I was like, you should have came and said hello. Always come say hi. If you see us anywhere, no matter who we're with or what we're doing, say hi. Please come say hi. We love meeting people. That's really the whole point of all of this. That's the whole reason we started. That's the whole everything is meeting new people and love it so much. But yeah, I was very surprised by that. And it's speech. Like, I have no words, but just so welcoming. Just everyone was just so kind and welcoming.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today.
We had came back to the camper after play and everything. I just put on a t-shirt and my fluffy slippers. I was just at that point because I'd went to the pool. It was cold because I'm cold always, all the time, especially with pools involved, especially at nighttime. I can't. I mean, thankfully, because I had to get out, I had no towel either. And so the whole time I'm in the pool, I'm like worried about getting out of the pool because I'm already in the pool shivering. I know when I get out, it's going to be bad, bad. So ran into the hot tub and that was like 1,000 degrees, but it made my body comfortable enough to get to the camper without a towel. Because at that point it was the second night, everyone's comfortable, you're naked. You know, at this point, I just go naked. It took me a very long time to get there and I'm the biggest cheer. I have all of my friends naked at this point. I'm very proud of myself. I have a lot of them just walking around all the time naked, hate clothes. And I'm very proud of that. I'm the biggest cheerleader. But when it comes to me, I'm always like the most. Took me a minute. Took me a minute. Now I don't care anymore. I'm just to that point. It's when you get in these spaces and you look around and you see every different shape and size and color and texture on human, just human bodies. And you look around and everyone is beautiful. They all are different. Everyone is gorgeous. Everyone's beautiful, no matter what size or shape. And you see that and you're around that. And then you're with women that are just constantly like complimenting you all the time on like things that are deeper than like, oh, I like your shirt. You know, it's like a whole different level of connection and that too. That too. But yeah, it's a whole, it has. Never in my entire life would you ever, ever tell me that I would take my top off in front of people, let alone fully nude walking around.
Yeah, when we started, you would never take your top off for anything.
I just what, like, the last year really started taking my top off?
You used to pick your lingerie so you could keep your lingerie
during
play.
So I could always have a bottom and a top on at all times. And then we used to take pictures with swimmer siding and content creators and stuff, and it would always be boob pictures and butt pictures. I would just step to the side every single time. I'm like, I don't have any of those. You don't want me to be in there. It took me a very long time to get over it and to embrace my body. And it's also something that I want to talk about and do a podcast about. I think that there's a lot to talk about there. Just the empowerment and the confidence this lifestyle has given me, and just helping you embrace your body and everyone is beautiful and gorgeous. And when you actually get off social media and you go into the real events and these places and these spaces like this and secrets and stuff, you just realize that it's not that big of a deal. You're paying way more attention to your flaws than anyone else. Everyone's so worried about their own shit that they're not worried about your stretch mark or your freckle or your indent or whatever the heck you're super self-conscious about, because they're worrying about their stuff that they're self-conscious about. And I play that in my head a lot. I think about that. And again, you just have got to fake it until you feel it. Take it off. It's the most freeing feeling. And by the end of the weekend, you don't want to wear clothes anymore, ever. And no one's paying attention. Everyone is just embracing and being free. And it's just a whole nother world. I think the nude beach really just kind of changed my life there too. I think that one also did it for me. And yeah, I'm enjoying it. I like it. It took me long enough. I fought it for a very long time, but I just got to a point where, like, I just got tired of hating my body, tired of hating myself, and just embraced it. But yeah, and then I play lots of play, and then they were like, we're gonna go, lost cell phones, we gotta go find cell phones. So we went back down and luckily found both of them. Got very lucky. It was like 4 a.m. and they were closing the club up and just walking out the door as we were walking to the club. So they were so kind and they went and found them for us and got them back. Crisis averted. But by the time we got back to camper, it was like almost 5:00. Yeah. I was like, and then they were like, we're going to go back to the pool and maybe watch the sunrise. And I'm all about that normally, but it's like, I was in my t-shirt and my fluffy slippers and it was time to go to bed. So I laid there till 6 a.m. instead and couldn't fall asleep. But they came up, it was like 5:36, and went to bed and slept in again and got up and had to pack. And it was sad. It was a beautiful weekend. It was hot, too hot, but no rain or anything. It was 100% sunny. Sun was sunning the whole time. No rain or had to deal with any of that, but... And then we checked out and, you had to do the whole pack up the next day, just shoving it in bags and hoping for the best, just getting it in there and going. And we went to Taco Mac for lunch. Everybody went there. I'd never been to a Taco Mac before. Have you ever been to Taco Mac? I guess they're like a chain that's popular certain places. I don't know. Everybody knew what that was but me, but it was kind of like a Wild Wings, like a bar food thing. They had like craft beers and bar foods and burgers and stuff like that, but it was pretty good. I thought it was good. And then I had rode with Elise, so we all said our goodbyes, and then I went with them and went to their house. And then I had to go. Normally PVR I think is like 2.5 hours, 3 hours from our house, but I ended up driving a little out of the way to meet them, which it's good because there was no parking spaces at the site with everyone staying at it. It's 2 spots, so it was for the best that I didn't, but rode with them up there. And then I had to go from their house to our house, which was it was like 2 hours from their house to PBR and then another 2 hours to our house. So it ended up being like a 4-hour drive, but it was with your friends and it's a lot shorter when you're with people.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drive in the wood. I don't love doing that. So I was here for it and happy to ride along, and I'm very thankful that my friends are the kindest and the sweetest, and they think of me and keep inviting me to all of this stuff. I'm not sure why they want me to keep tagging along. I tell them that all the time. Like, I Don't know why you want me to tag along in all of your fun time, but I appreciate it because I've been able to experience a lot of stuff and go a lot of places that I would have never been able to do or meet all the people that I've met or have all the content for these podcasts, and I can give reviews and share my opinions and tell you stories and give you kind of the inside scoop because we don't gatekeep here and we like to share all of the fun things that we have found and we don't do that, and we like to give a review honestly too, like we're too honest, like, you know, you can hear it in the stuff that we do review. We're very honest with you. We will tell you if it's not good or it's good,
or if we just don't like it,
don't get
it's
paid
all
for these places.
Opinion.
yeah and it's you subjective. I mean you, and it is how you practice lifestyle. Some people PVR is, you know, they're more into camping and RVing and doing all of that vibe, and that's all you want to do. And then other people like you and stuff don't enjoy that kind of stuff and would prefer doing like resorts and
tour places like that. It just takes.
No, but you, if you're going to spend the money, you would rather go with Temptation or like Desire. And that's more like our vibe than that. So anything that we don't maybe love or we do love, you might not remember that we are not getting paid for these reviews. We are 100% just trying to help a friend out, but no, this is just our opinion. And again, we usually have pretty positive, good views for most places because we can make a great time anywhere we go. Yeah. We can be in a shack in the back of a field and
we can have a canvas boat anyway.
A shed, and we would be happy. We can pretty much make it pretty positive. And yeah, that was PVR. That kind of sums it up. And I recommend. I do recommend. I think it did help. And as always, it helps when you are with your people too. I think those experiences change. When you're not with your people, it's going to be a little bit less exciting and fun, or the day of the week that you go, you know, depends on who's going to be there and stuff. It might be more quiet, but it was good. It was fun. I told him we need to go back now. And also I'm ready to sell everything and move there forever and just like make necklaces for a living. And I saw a lady on one of the groups. She does the maid services there at all the people that rent. That's so smart. People renting out their houses and everything. She just goes around on a golf cart and cleans it. And that's very smart.
You just become a golf cart salesman.
Or that. So you can have your own little thing.
Golf cart dealership.
They've made the whole village. And it is so good.
Bicycle rentals. Electric bike rentals.
Yeah.
So you can just. Beep, beep, beep.
My first thought being who I am, the first thing I did when I got there was text him and say, we could totally do this.
Oh, yeah.
And kill it.
Yeah,
first thing I said was, we need to do this ourselves. Like, we can totally do this. We could make a kick-ass village in the woods for sure. Oh, yeah. And we always, all our friends and us always talk about doing it. Pretty much every time we're together, we talk about building a commune or subdivision just full of friends. It's pretty much like that. Pools and dining options together and all the things, and that's the goal, one day to have our own little space in this place. And that's always been one of our big dreams, is to own some sort of resort. Or we talk about every time we see a property that's for sale or a building
we talk about it all the
time. Motels or almost anything that's like run down or anything, we see it as a vision of something that could be. And maybe one day, if the universe aligns and everything is good, we would love to have our own little permanent spot in space and little paradise eventually. That'd be an ultimate goal, because we always talk about a club, but eventually to have our own little mecca to just, who knows, maybe one day. But it's a good place to check out in the meantime, and highly recommend. I think it's a good place to go hang out for the weekend. It's good vibes, good people, good community, and I'll definitely be back. I'm excited to take you back and go check it out, even if we go during the week. It'll be a good place to go and hang out.
Yeah. We'll have to. It'll be definitely a lot more chill. Because
we'll have
during the week.
But yeah, that's my review for PVR. And that's all I got to say about that. And in the future, coming up, things are starting to slow down now that I have been on tour all summer long. Every couple weeks, I have been traveling the world. But starting to slow down a little bit right now. We have Libertine event coming in October. We will be in San Antonio, October 10th through 13th. If you want to check that out, I highly recommend them. I know we've said it a million times, but we love Kate. We love all of her events. And So excited to go check that one out. So you'll have all that information down below and on our website, thathotcouplenga.com. All of your stuff, everything we talk about, anything that's us and podcast, yeah. Everything is thathotcouplenga.com. Or now we have Hot Couple Chronicles as well for the podcast.
Yeah,
if you need
have it, yeah.
If you need to get to the podcast and find that, you can find that there too as well. So I wanted to bring up, we have official Hot Couple Chronicles podcast t-shirts. Mm-hmm. So I know there's been a few floating around. A few people have gotten their hands on them. If you would like to have one, $25. All of my Cash App information is on our website and all of that. Go ahead and Cash App. Give me your name and address and I will send it to you. And I'll give you some stickers. Throw those in there. But if you would like a Hot Couple Chronicles podcast t-shirt, let me know. We're getting those out. We have a few left over from Naughty that we didn't sell. And so I'm going to get those out. They're really cute. Really good. I love seeing everybody start wearing them. And then speaking of Naughty, we have tickets are already on sale for next year for Naughty New Orleans. Yeah. We will both be in Naughty New Orleans.
We'll definitely both be there too.
No matter what, we will be there and we will have hopefully some more shirts and more things to bring you next time.
I already know what I want.
We have a whole
getting it made.
Leveling it up every year. That's the goal. Can't wait. I'm so excited. Definitely need to check out Naughty. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10. It's hard to top that one. You really can't put it into a category. So come with us. Come hang out with us. We're both going to be there for the week. And it's going to be a great time, I promise you.
You got the link right down below and on the website.
Yes. You can get started. There's payment plans. You can get your tickets now and start preparing for next year. It'll be here before you know it. I know it seems like you have all the time in the world, but it will be here before you know
it.
It
books fast.
And it books very quickly. So you want to get your
tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to get in there. This is a
Libertine and.
Yeah. All the these. They are events that people sign up the day that they leave. So they have a table at the front to rebook and everyone rebooks every single time. So it's one of those ones that people are guaranteed to go to every time. So you want to get in there and get your tickets and come hang out with us. We love meeting you guys and we love hanging out with you guys. And we want to show you our favorite events and our favorite things we love to do in the lifestyle. And we found some good ones. So we appreciate you trusting us and coming along with us on the ride. And yeah, as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.